I'm Kevin Baldwin.
And I'm Robin Kugler.
And together, we are Baldwin and Vernon. Robin, what have you been up to?
I've been working on a lot of whistleblower cases lately. In August of 2018, the law changed, and there's a new statute that now allows government employees and government contractors to sue their employers for discrimination.
In fact, what it's called is called 105.055. It's a specific statute. And what it is, it's a whistleblower statute for governmental employees. And here's what the law covers. What the law says is that if you work for, as Robin said, if you work for the government, either the state government, a county government, a municipal government, a city government, a village, or even any instrumentality of the state, which includes contractors, that you have certain rights that you did not have before August of 2018. And what are some of the things that that we're looking at?
A lot of the things that we're looking at have to do with employees who are government contractors or entities of the state that have reported safety issues to their supervisors and then been terminated based on that report.
In these situations, it used to be that a government employee did not have whistleblower protection in the state of Missouri. This is one of the good things that the current legislature did in 2018, which is they passed this law to give protections to the government employees because they recognized that the employees themselves were not willing to come forward because of fear of retribution or retaliation at the hands of their employers. And in these situations, we're dealing with all kinds of matters. In fact, what we're looking at is it could be a violation of the law or a violation of policy, waste, fraud, abuse, and or mismanagement. However, there is a short timeline for an individual to bring a cause of action. And what is that?
1 year.
1 year. And that is very short. For instance, a wrongful death gives you 2 years. And a lot of other claims give you up to 5 years. Now, in these situations, I would strongly suggest that if you have an issue that comes up where you think you've been retaliated against and you're a government employee, that you reach out and you contact a lawyer immediately. What are some of the problems if people don't reach out to a lawyer?
They lose their claim and aren't able to be made whole under the law.
And one thing about the law in this situation is that this is also a law that allows for payment of attorney's fees. If the case is litigated and won, then the judge will order that governmental entity to pay your attorney's fees in this matter, which is really beneficial because the legislature recognized the fact that if you're going to take on a large government organization, that you're going to be overwhelmed. It's a situation where you may not have the resources to go after them or be able to hire a lawyer to do it or to take that long fight that might ensue. But we represent lots of clients, don't we?
Yes.
And are our clients super wealthy individuals who could afford to pay us hourly?
No, they're everyday human beings with everyday jobs.
In fact, we're talking about some of the first responders. We're talking about people who are clerks, those individuals. But you know what? They have important jobs. And sometimes in those important jobs, they have complaints. And they have complaints about the things that they see that they believe are both illegal, safety issues, and or fraud, waste, or mismanagement. And they have a right to make that complaint and not be retaliated against.
What happens if there's somebody that has a whistleblower claim or did blow the whistle, but they don't work for the state or the a government contractor?
Well, 105.5 may or may not apply to them. In those situations, we have to look to see, are you working for a contractor that is an entity of the state? And those are cases that are fresh and brand new. The main reason is because this law is so new that the courts are still figuring it out. For instance, we actually have a case against a medical provider within a prison. Now, they are not the government themselves, but they are definitely an entity of the state because they provide certain services for the state. So when we represent those individuals, they also fall under the protection of that law. However, other individuals, if you work at a private employer, you may or may not have a whistleblower claim because those laws changed and became more restrictive. So the nice thing is that as of 2018, as a government employee, you finally have some protections. And one of the things you're definitely going to want to do is reach out and contact a lawyer. In our office, we have several lawyers who handle these types of claims. One thing I would strongly suggest is that you not listen to your fellow employees who tell you, my cousin Todd had this situation, let me tell you what to do. Don't do that. Because, and she's laughing, because what happens is you put yourself in a worse position, or you might do something that allows them to fire you. You might be insubordinate. What we want to do is work with you in that situation to help protect your rights. Now, sometimes folks come to us and we help them, but a case doesn't materialize. Now, generally, we don't charge those folks, but we can give you help and guidance. And then if something happens after the fact, you can come back to us and you'll know what type of claim you have. Is that fair to say, Robin?
That is.
Fantastic. Thanks for tuning in today. Hope you have a good day.